Today we'll be discussing a fascinating shaila, and that is, we know that after a parent dies, or after you lose a loved one, they say Kaddish for 11 months. The question is, what if someone wasn't religious when they lost a parent, and they didn't say Kaddish that year? And then 5 years later, they're chozer b'tshuva, do they then say Kaddish for a year after they become religious, or perhaps after the 11th months are passed, it's too late and it's over? Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. So this is a very fascinating shaila. So right off the bat, you'd say, yes, say Kaddish. Kaddish, we know, is very beneficial for the neshama of the niftar. It takes them out of Gehenim, and we're going to see, according to the Arizal, it brings them into Gan Eden, is the famous story brought down in the Zera Chadash, that Rabbi Kiva saw a person who was black from being burnt, running around, and he was naked, carrying wood, and he asked the person, what are you doing? And he said, well, I'm not alive anymore, and I did a lot of averus, and my punishment is every day I have to gather wood, and they burn me in the wood. Every day, that's the punishment. So he said, is there anything I could do? So he said, if you get my child to come into shul, and to be chazin, and to say Kaddish, and to learn Mishnayis, I'll be fine. And the Zohar continues that as the child did these things, not only was he taken out of Gehenna, he was brought into Gan Eden. So obviously saying Kaddish is a very important thing. So say Kaddish. What's the bother? So it's 5 years later. So say Kaddish now. It's good now. It'll help him now. The reason to not say Kaddish is based on the Ramah. The Ramah in Yerides, in Shen Ayin Vav, Saif Sev Dalid, he writes the following. V'nogu shein oimrim aveilum Kaddish u'tfila, rak echad osir chadashim. The custom, the common custom, says the Ramah, is that we only say Kaddish during the first 11 months. Not 12 months. We stop after 11. Kedei sheleyasu avim ve'imam rishoim, ki mishpat rishoim begehenim shneim osir chadash. Says the Ramah, this a lot of people know, is that the average person gets punished for 11 months, but the Rishaim, evil people, get punished for 12. So therefore, because we don't want to make, we don't know who is a Rasha, who's not a Rasha, but we don't want to make it seem like our parent is a Rasha, and therefore, if someone loses a parent, you want to stop after 11 months, because if you go into the 12th month, it makes it seem like the father was a Rasha and he's still in Gehenim. We hope that they're not in Gehenim anymore. And that's why the Tshuvas Dudoya Sada said, he added, that if you say Kaddish for a day after 11 months, it could actually bring a tremendous amount of punishment to the father, because now they're looking at the Niftar and saying, down on earth, they're treating you like you're a Rasha. Maybe that's the case. We got to look into your files a little bit more. And therefore, it's something to, that's why we're very careful to not do it after 11 months. Rav Kook, Zatzal and Shuvas Das Kayin, Simon Reish Yud Zayin, was asked a shaila of a person who doesn't know when the father died, when the mother died. He didn't know when his mother died. He wasn't sure if it was 10 months ago or 12 months ago. He said, should I still say Kaddish? Sort of Cook said, absolutely not. If there's a chance that 12 months have passed, and it's in the 12th month, you don't say Kaddish anymore. And he says, even though this could potentially be a kula, because now the mother's not getting that help from the Kaddish. On the other hand, though, if you say Kaddish, it could be very detrimental, because you're treating her like a Russia, and we don't want to do that. And therefore, you don't say Kaddish after 11 months. So therefore, if you don't say Kaddish after 11 months, to start saying Kaddish 5 years later would, of course, be inappropriate. That's the opinion of Rav Kook, clearly. The Shvus Yaakov also holds that way. Most authorities feel that way. I saw, though, that Rav Yaakov Hillel, Shlita, in his Tshuvas, Ve'yeshav Hayam, Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Ches, disagrees. And he bases his opinion, he's a very big Kobol in Eretz Yisrael, he's a very big Talmud Chacham, and he bases his opinion on the opinion of the Arizal. Certain Sfaradim, followed the opinion of the Arizal, and the Arizal seems to disagree with this. So let me explain some aspects of what the Arizal said, and we'll see how this all comes together. First of all, the Arizal explains that saying Kaddish, not only does it stop someone from going in Gehenna, but it actually brings them into Gan Eden. The Rav Chaim Vital in Shara Kavanas Drush HaKaddish writes, you should say Kaddish for the entire year, even on Shabbos. Now, even though Shabbos is a time where they don't punish you in Gehenna, you should still say it on Kaddish, and that's the common custom. Says Rechaim Vital, and he heard this from the Arizal, the purpose of saying Kaddish is not like people think, just to stop person from being punished in Gehenna. Because if that were the case, then you wouldn't say it on Shabbos, because there's no Gehenna on Shabbos. Because he says, Kihine od yoshto elis ba'acheres ba'achemiyas kaddish. Kaddish is more than that. V'ulachnis l'gan eden. Kaddish also brings you into Gan Eden, ba'alos madre l'madrega, and bring you higher and higher in Gan Eden. And therefore, you say it on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. Second point from the Arizal. We said from the Ramah that the Ramah said you only say it during 11 months and not during the 12th month. Because the only people who get punished in the 12th month are Rishayim, and we don't want to make it seem like the fathers are Rasha. The Arizal disagrees. The Arizal in Shar Kavanis, Turchaim Vital in Shar Kavanis writes, Ner Lani Az Daiti, Sheshamati Mimoy Rizal, I heard this from my Rebbe, the Arizal, Shetoiv Lemer Hakadish Azeh Al Misas Ha'av Ve'imai Kol Hashana. You should say it for all 12 months. The Arizal clearly felt that the purpose of saying Kaddish is to uplift the Neshama, and therefore you don't have to be concerned by the fact that people are going to think that he's a Rasha. Clearly the Arizal wasn't concerned about that, and the Arizal actually held the Halacha that you should say Kaddish for all 12 months. And the third most important teaching of the Arizal is the following. We know that Rishayim get punished in Gehenna for 12 months. Mishpat Rishayim be Gehenna Yudabes Chaydash. What does that mean? On a simple level, what that means is, and this is the opinion of the Bar Tanura on Idias, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, the simple explanation is what the average person thinks, which is someone dies, they instantly are brought into Gehenim, and they'll sit in Gehenim for 11 or possibly 12 months. That is not the opinion of the Arizal. The Arizal explained, going to Gehenim is a privilege. It seems like a bad thing, but it's a privilege. It means that you will actually get your neshama purified. That's a privilege. Not everyone gets that privilege right away. Really, really evil people don't go into Gehenna right away. Meaning Gehenna only lasts 12 months. Doesn't matter how bad you are. The only difference between good people and terrible people is when do they go into Gehenna. Good people will go into Gehenna right away and start the 12 months, 11 months, 12 months, whatever, right away. Terrible people won't get the privilege of going into Gehenna, possibly for years. They'll go as Gilgulim, they'll go in whatever, I don't know what goes on in Shemayim, but they'll go Gilgulim for 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, 1,000 years, and then they'll have this chus of going into Gehenna, and then for 12 months. The Sefer Nishmas Chayim, Maimer Revi'i, Perek Yutes, writes a similar thing. He says, Agir Shachatom, Nigroshim, Menegedene Hashem, Hu Amadrega Shainis. Harshama Gemurim, really evil people, Vapashim, Ainam Halchim Yala Gehenim, they do not go to Gehenim right away. Kya Gehenim Lumulamaraka Avinus, because Gehenim is a privilege, it's a washing machine, Hakibus Achroin, Avalhoichim Noim and Nodim, they go from this place to that place, Ba'ilam Belishim Nachas Ruach, they're in a state of purgatory. And then, eventually, they go into Gehenim for 12 months. So that's the deeper understanding according to the Arizal. So according to this, it's possible that 5 years later, so going back to the Rav Yaakov Hillel's opinion, Rav Yaakov Hillel was asked, someone didn't say Kaddish for the father right away, it's 10 years later, should he say it now? So Rav Yaakov Hillel says yes. First of all, because it could, even if they're out of Gehenna already, it could bring them higher in Shemayim. Two, the concern that the Ramah had of not saying Kaddish because in the 12th month, because it'll make the father seem like a Rasha, and Kal v'chomer 10 years later, says Rav Yaakov Hillel, the Arizal doesn't hold that way. The Arizal said it for 12 months. And third of all, it's possible that the person is only going into Gehenna now. Because we said that, according to the Arizal, Gehenna for 12 months doesn't start right away. It starts at a certain point. Maybe it's right away, maybe it's 1,000 years later. And now, the reason why we say Kaddish, according to this, you should say Kaddish forever, because maybe he's going into Gehenna now, maybe he's going into Gehenna now. The answer is, obviously, they were mitaking. We don't know when, so the average person, you assume right away, so you go for 12 months right away, or 11 months according to the Ramah. But is it possible that 10 years later he's actually still in Gehenna, or he's starting Gehenna right now? Yeah, it's possible. So says the Rav Yaakov Hillel, according to that Arizal, you should say it. No matter, 10 years later, say it then. So it comes out that it's a fascinating machloikas. According to Rav Yaakov Hillel, you should say it, and it's a good thing to say it. According to the Ramah, that we only say it 11 months, and according to Rav Kook, and according to Shus Yaakov, it's a terrible thing to say it, because you're potentially making it seem like your father, like the father was in Gehenna for years, which is obviously a terrible, terrible thing. So it turns out, not only is it a machlekes, but it's a machlekes mikatzah l'katzah, that they don't see eye to eye at all. And I would assume, this is just my assumption, that if you say Kaddish only for 11 months, if your custom is only to say Kaddish for 11 months, then clearly you're following the opinion of the Ramah, in which case you should not say Kaddish 10 years later. If you're someone who, I don't know if anyone does this, but if you're someone who follows the opinion of the Arizal, who says Kaddish for 12 months, therefore you're not really concerned about people thinking that you're going to, that they're still in Gehenim, then maybe this is Makom to be Mekel. Again, a Rav should absolutely be consulted, especially something as powerful and spiritual as Kaddish. But these are the basic two approaches. So it's a machlekes between Rav Kook and Ramah, pretty much, and against the Rav Yaakov Hillel based on the Arizal. Questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.